adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231 PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 8, 2016, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Would you please call the roll?
Ms. Bonus?
Here.
Mr. Impelzeri?
Here.
Mr. Fetterman, absent. Ms. Malkin, absent. Mr. Tickton?
Here.
And Mayor Antar.
Here. First order of business is approval of the March 28, 2016 minutes.
So moved.
Have a motion. Have a second.
Second.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Ms. Bonus?
Abstain. I think I was not here for that one.
I think we need to move this to the next meeting.
The next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We don't have enough people.
No.
Okay. Anybody care to move the consent agenda?
So moved.
Any public comments on the consent agenda?
Oh,
I'm sorry. Do we have a second? Yes.
Second.
Thank you. Now, do we have any comments on the consent agenda? There being none, please call the roll.
Ms. Bonus?
Aye.
Mr. Impelzeri?
Aye.
Mr. Tickton?
Aye.
And we now move to... wait a second. You did. You're talking about on the consent agenda?
Yeah, no more.
Okay. All right. Do I have somebody to move Ordinance 16-004?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Now I believe we moved into public comment on Ordinance 16-004. Do we have anything from the public? The purpose of this ordinance is to correct our existing water sewer ordinance, which apparently had the prior price schedule in it, not the current price schedule. So all corrections have to be done by ordinance, but...
Yes, to correct the correct ordinance, you have to do it by ordinance. This is a first reading, so you don't have to do a public hearing. I mean, you're welcome to, if you want.
I already did.
Okay.
No, right. So we're going to close it.
That was a helpful explanation.
We now move on to reports of count. I only know because I asked before the meeting. Reports of council committees.
Yeah. the HVAC in the building, the Borough Hall, is failing, and it's getting uncomfortable for the people working in it. This was addressed a while back, and due to other things going on in the town, it's been sort of put to the back burner, but it does need to be revisited because it's not going to last the summer. It's inadequate even for now.
Did we get... we got quotes.
We did have quotes, yeah. Again, I don't know where they are right now. I just...
can we track down Tom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's track down Tom. I know he got quotes on...
there was a couple of different scenarios as well.
Yeah.
Bulk pickup is May 16th. Flyers will be going out. I got a request from a resident in town known as my wife. find out about is paper shredding. Can we get a truck into town for paper shredding? We cannot get it into town, but they do have a schedule here of the 2016 dates where the truck will be and in what townships they'll be in. And May 1st, there'll be one in Millstone or Baird Road. I can give this to Kelly. She can post it on here. We may post it on the bulletin board by the post office. And if you do want to just look it up on your own, there's a website, www.visitmonmouth.com. In the left margin, you'll see recycling, and it's in there.
Can we get that on in the bulletin?
I can't see.
No, it's too late.
No?
There's a little short notice, but...
no, you can get it into the bulletin, but the bulletin won't come out before May 1st.
Try to post it where it can be conspicuous.
You put it on the
Facebook page. One of the things they do recommend is get there early because once the truck is full,
I can't send his bill clerk to sign.
Okay. Yes. We're still waiting for asphalt for the parking lot repair in front of the firehouse. That's whenever they can get the asphalt, that will be taken care of. Gear racks are in the trailer for the fire equipment. The fire equipment has been moved into it. And also, the tarp on the firehouse roof was replaced. It was torn during one of the recent windstorms, and they have a new one on there now. That's our new roof. We fixed the roof on the firehouse. That's what I've got.
Just a personal comment. If you are going to try to get your paper shredded, when he says get there early, I would emphasize, as somebody who drove 45 minutes to find out that the truck was full, so try to get to wherever it is they have it as early as possible, because they used to have it a couple of towns over every first Saturday of every month, and they just stopped. So Tinton Falls, and they just stopped. So there's a lot of people trying to get things shredded.
Now, is this a county residents only? Is that how they determine?
I believe so, yeah.
Because East Windsor, I know they used to have regular paper shredding, and I don't know if we were eligible to go.
No idea.
Mr. Dick? Okay, on code enforcement, I've been advised by Joe McGrath that he has, this past week, he was sending out the letters to the owners of the, he prepared the abandoned property list and is sending out the letters to the owners and lien holders of the abandoned of properties on that list, so that they then have their opportunity, they have the 30 days to appeal the classification. If they don't, then, you know, then it becomes final if they are deemed abandoned properties and all the remedies of the abandoned property law kick in. So hopefully we'll get some progress in dealing with these properties, you know, very shortly. This is pretty, you know, this is important because we have, you know, we've been doing things, trying to beef up the code enforcement. We've got people who are doing a good job enforcing it now, and so hopefully we will see some good results. Yes, sir.
What constitutes an abandoned property? Is the taxes being paid?
It's not about the taxes being paid, because the taxes can be paid, but where the property, essentially where nobody's there and it's become a nuisance. And there's, you know, potential people going in there, fire hazards, also possible hazards that could happen with the property. And Alan Malik, we're fortunate, of course, to have Alan Malik here, who is the principal draftsman of the state statute on which these ordinances were based. And he said that usually they find that when they start pursuing them, that then the owners or lien holders suddenly realize somebody's watching them and they begin to take action. That's what usually happens, and that's, of course, what we hope will happen. But the law does have an expedited process for the borrower taking control of the properties and taking ownership of the properties, in fact, forcing the sale of the properties, and, you know, taking into account the condition as well. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Perhaps, Eitan, would you like to talk about where we are with environmental?
Let's continue around the table.
We'll do around the table. Okay, yeah. So, because the, you know, until we have the, you know, we have the Emergency Services Committee has continued to meet. We've had the last meeting a week ago on Sunday, where George Lang spoke and discussed the financial aspects of it. So hopefully we are moving forward with that.
Ms. Bonner?
The Environmental Commission had a terrific stream monitoring training on Saturday. I thought it was well attended. Unfortunately, because of the weather, we were not able to go out and do the field work. So the Environmental Commission is requesting use of the Borough Hall on the 17th of April for a rain date of Sunday, April 30th.
I think that's Saturday.
Saturday, April 30th. Sunday the 17th, Saturday the 30th.
I'm sorry.
They won't.
You want the hall on the 17th and the hall on the
30th? For the rain date for the 30th, yes. So if the weather is conducive on the 17th, we will not need the
30th.
Oh, okay. I got it.
We can't do the field work unless the weather is favorable. Otherwise, we may not find the bugs that we're looking for. They hide in rain and cold.
Just like us.
And the people might get sick. Minor.
Do I have a, those dates are open, correct?
Yeah, well, the 17th is, I have to check the 30th.
Okay, so let's, can we get a motion for the 17th?
I move that the Environmental Commission be allowed to use Borough Hall on April 17th to continue the stream monitoring training from the watershed ambassadors.
Is there a second?
Second.
John?
Third.
Well, not much sense calling you all. We've got a first, a second, and a third.
There you go.
Kelly, anything to report?
Oh, I have.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's got Jill's report.
Yeah.
Kelly, anything to report?
It's a short one.
Okay. From Jill for water and sewer report. The electrical box, which had been damaged by the truck delivering chemicals to the wastewater plant, has been repaired. A new box was installed and cemented into place. The electrical connections for the plant are now well protected. Number two, Roberts Engineering has issued a notice to proceed to Pittsburgh Tank and Tower for the repairs to the water tower. The work is to be completed by June 3rd. Number three, are there any comments on the presentation made by Manuel Ponte to the last council meeting? If you have questions, we can invite Manuel to come back to our meeting and answer your questions. If no objections, Jill recommends that we proceed with the following work at the sewage treatment plant. A, install a basket strainer to prevent crumbling concrete from the trickling filters from damaging the three effluent pumps and the two trickling filter recirculation pumps. B, replace two of the three effluent pumps with new pumps equipped with variable speed drives and speed controller, which will help the plant to operate more efficiently. C, install variable speed drives and speed controller for the two existing influent pumps. D, after installation of those variable speed pumps, we can further investigate the TSS and BOD removals through the plant to better optimize flow and treatment performance. E, obtain a price for the replacement of the effluent discharge box. F, inspect the reinforced concrete tanks and perform short-term repairs. This should include repair of the concrete steps and repair of the top of the sludge holding tank so that the covers and safety railings can be installed per PEOSH requirements. And number four, we will continue to refine the estimates of flow throughout the water and wastewater system to better account for losses in the water infrastructure and the I&I in the sewers. There is also a job description for assistant to the licensed operator of the Roosevelt Water and Sewer Plant. Draft. Thank you. Should I read this also?
No, I think it's just get copies distributed around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how we can agree to proceed with the work when we don't know how much it's going to cost, where the money's going to come from, how long it's going to take, who's going to do the work. I think we're going to have to go back to Jill and get much more specific. Somebody has a different or better idea. Okay. Any more, Stacey?
Did I miss anything for the Environmental Commission, Eitan?
It really depends on people's tolerance for detail.
Take that as a no? Is there something you want to add, Eitan?
I want to get out of here. We have lots of things going on, all as well.
Okay.
All the details.
What's that?
We'll talk.
Who wants all the details?
Yeah, also, okay.
On a question?
We'll do it in the second public portion.
Okay. Is the, I think it was a PowerPoint presentation that the Jill's person presented at the last board.
You mean Manuel from R3M? Yes.
Is that available?
We're going to put that up on the site as soon as I get a copy of it. Also trying to, I don't know if he has a PDF copy of the full report, which contains about all of the details. But if we can get that, we'll put that up as well.
Thank you.
We now, let's see, old business, we have none. New business, we have a couple of things. We received an application from, I'm going to mispronounce this name, Neil Mordelite, which you've all seen. Do I have a motion to approve Neil as an additional firefighter?
So moved.
Have a second? Stacy?
Third.
I should ask, any discussion? Okay, good. Okay, this is Kelly's favorite. State of New Jersey, Department of Transportation.
We have to formally have, I mean, we should still have a vote on the record on that, even though we...
Why? Good point.
Somebody can second
all,
something.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any
aye.
Opposed?
Aye. Okay.
Good point, thank you.
Yes. One could introduce something for purpose of discussion, not intend to vote for it.
Okay. State of New Jersey Department of Transportation, 2016 Safe Routes to School, request for applications. Kelly and the remainder of the office staff have worked very hard for a number of years to get permission from the county to put up those nice flashing yellow lights that show you your speed limit and urge you to slow down. We have been trying to find different ways to get funding for that. It's about $8,000. The fact that the county approves it does not mean they're going to put it up. They just allow us to put it up. Very recently, I think the day before yesterday, we had a distracted driver come through, went around a parked, oh no, I guess that was the second one. Anyway, took a pot shot at Kelly and tried to run her over, along with a couple of kids. We have to get people to slow down coming through. This is not the first time we've had an incident. We are going to, assuming the council agrees, there is a new Safe Routes to School grant option. I'd like to suggest that, one, we apply for that as quickly as possible, and then if we don't get it, we just go ahead and authorize the money because we've had permission for, I think, a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And we should do something before they retract their permission, which they tend to do from time to time.
Yes, so moved that we make the application.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Just got this later. Other new business. We have discussed email addresses. Okay, talked to her later about that. Lake Drive, John Block had requested that we consider putting curbing in front of his house except for, I think, an 8-foot empty stretch. We discussed it. Apparently his house has the giant U-turn at the either the request or the permission of the town, because when his house was built, it was the last one on the road, and the road was blocked by woods. We discussed it, but we didn't decide what to do. I think our options are we put it in. We try to have it put in at the same time that the engineer is doing other road work, or we tell him he can put it in and let him deal with it, or just decline. I'm not in favor of declining. I don't know what your thoughts are.
Unless we have a precedent of doing those, putting curbs in front of houses, I would say that we should give him permission to put it in.
I think we do have a precedent of replacing the curbs in town, just generally.
Okay.
I don't know that we have any exceptions to that. The next question is, if he puts it in, he's putting it in on our right-of-way.
That's right.
Using his engineer, which means we'd probably have to pay our engineer to review the plans anyway. And I'm not sure what the incremental cost is if she's already putting in curbs somewhere else.
It was just as cost-effective. Then, if it's essentially the same amount, it's no significant difference. Then, but
right,
then
so
we should do it.
So let's ask her.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
Yep. Getting back to your last point about the flashing speed signs. I think it was last year we requested the state police come in. Yeah, I'm somewhat torn on that action myself, but the fact that people do come through Canada very fast, not that, I'm a big fan of people getting speeding tickets, but it needs to be sometimes during commuter traffic, there needs to be somebody seeing a police car in Roosevelt with the lights on and somebody pulled over for it to register that, hey, that's a town you better stop in. I know there are towns where it's just notorious. You don't go 26 miles an hour through that town because the police will get you.
Cranberry.
Yeah.
There's lots of them like that. But, I think before we can get those lights up, it's not out of the question to have a state trooper here every once in a while. Again, I'm not a big fan of people getting tickets, but something's got to be done.
Yeah. They should be asked to do it. I mean, obviously, we can't control it the way a town that has a police department can do it.
I know.
But we can ask, and say to everyone, every once in a while, at unpredictable intervals, that would make. They should be. They've done that in the past, so I don't see why they wouldn't be willing.
Like I said, last year they had a little run where they were there for about a month.
Yeah.
And the presence was. I'm not sure exactly what the result was, but I still think that people need to see people who drive this road every day.
Mm-hmm.
Morning and evening, I need to see that it's not just, you don't just pedal down and come through, because I mean, I have people passing me, I have food, it's really nothing.
At least once a week on our way home from work, we get passed.
Yeah, we also get passed, I've been passed on Pine Drive, which is really, really insane, and I don't drive that slowly.
Tailgating on 571 is really bad, too.
Yeah, but that's the two of them killing each other, not our problem. Just kidding. Do have a quick announcement. April 25th meeting will be the second reading for both the redevelopment ordinance and the water sewer codification that we just passed this evening. Okay, we move to public comment. Does anybody in the public have? You already had your chance. Go ahead, April.
April Sook, 9 Tamara Drive. So I know that, a couple months ago the fire department had discussed 4th of July, because we always start planning in late March, early April, because everything kind of has to be set in stone by May to go out in a June bulletin. We went out to 90% of our members, and no one is really interested in helping us. So thankfully, Chris and I are both members of FIRE as well as other organizations in town. So Chris reached out to First Aid, I reached out to the PTA, and we had a meeting Saturday. Six of us sat down. And so what our intent is for 4th of July as an ad hoc group of random residents is that, because Chris has connections with other fire departments that we've worked with over the last couple of months, we figured between the two of us we could get the parade going. Mark Connors volunteered to help Chris cook, if Chris would volunteer to help cook. So between the two of them, we could probably do the shopping and some of the cooking for that day. The PTA is gung-ho about bringing the dunk tank back as a PTA fundraiser for themselves, and have already started getting the manpower together for that. The only things that we're lacking are the overarching organization, and tables, chairs. The bounce house, unfortunately, the member that was able to get us the blowers, which inflate the bounce house, has been MIA since the decision in February, so we can't really guarantee the bounce house. Plus, he was also a certified bounce house operator, which apparently you need to be in the state of New Jersey, and since we no longer have that, perhaps, as in years prior to the fire department's involvement, the borough could, or Eric could, arrange for a rental of a bounce house, since we don't need to purchase the flags this year. We have ample.
Have you met with Eric?
No. we, like I said, we just met about this Saturday. Six of us sat down and said, okay, what can we handle? What can't we handle? And what should we tell the borough?
Well, Eric should be the person, the overriding person, as you refer to him or them, to basically handle all the details, figure out who's doing what, schedule it, and do all the rest of that. And I don't know any reason why we wouldn't use him. We're paying him. He's not doing all that much.
He's had a very limited involvement. Some years he hasn't shown up at all, so I didn't know to what extent.
Have we changed his pay, to your knowledge?
I don't know.
Then let's have him get his self out here, figure out when you need to meet with him, and he can meet.
Okay.
Take the same people into the same room, figure out what needs to be done, and have him divvy up or work with him to divvy up the work that you guys will do and he would do.
Okay.
Let us know what kind of budget you need. I don't know what funds were left over from the last and the current, but let's find out what kind of budgeting we need, and if we can do it, it would be great to move forward.
All right. We have costs for food from last year. I don't know what the bounce house was in past years because we've always had the one in the trailer, but I can reach out to Eric if you want me to.
Actually, if you leave here and run down to the gym. Tuesday. Tomorrow is open gym night. And he should be here.
Oh, at the school gym. Okay. Well, I think I have his email and his cell, too, so I can probably, from last year.
But based on past performance, you may want to trap him.
Okay,
physically.
Gotcha.
Stand in front of him
yes.
and say, so that we can confirm that the message was delivered, there is a date, and he will respond to communication.
Okay.
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
All right. I will try to get down to the school tomorrow to trap him, to make him do his job.
Okay.
Gotcha.
It's one of those checks I signed for him.
As long as the borough's cool with me trapping him. but parts of fire, parts of first aid, and parts of PTA are willing to try to do what we can. We can't guarantee it will be what it was last year, but we will certainly do our part. And we encourage other organizations in town, if they would like to partake in their own table fundraiser activity, to certainly do so. I think I have contacts for the Educational Fund and RAPS, and so I can reach out to them as well.
Historically, the July 4th picnic was hamburgers, hot dogs, root beer, and prior to that, beer.
Yeah.
Period. There were no bounce houses. There were no dunks. There were no anything. It was just a chance for the town to get together, celebrate. We also used to have fireworks, but you can't do that anymore. So to the extent that we cannot have a bounce house, dunk house, whatever, it would still, at least in my opinion, be nice to put on a picnic for the town, which is what we historically did. So I think it's great that you guys are moving forward, and if there's somebody you need us to call or me to call, let me know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One question. April.
Yes.
I don't want to discourage anybody in any way, but were you contemplating with parade having the same thing you did last year with that many trucks going around?
We don't know that we would get that many. We certainly don't have the FFA this year, so the horses and the tractors and et cetera,
yeah.
et cetera, are FFA
okay.
members.
I was saying, could it be done more quietly? Because I think a lot of people didn't particularly care for these.
Yes.
Constant, with the sirens and the horns going constantly.
Yes.
Okay.
And we probably will not have the band, unfortunately, because it's cost prohibitive to
You're
hire
right.
them.
Okay.
For
I'm saying when they go around, they go around quietly, though.
Yeah.
Probably be less.
We
less
can make a little bit
how
of
about,
noise.
How about fewer siren blows?
Fewer, yeah, occasionally, but not
okay.
constantly.
Yeah,
right.
no, that's cool.
Yeah,
I'm,
okay.
I'm down with that.
Rap's got a band.
What?
Rap. Band. Rap.
Would they march? Because that's
Rose.
Another thing we can't handle is the DJ was an employee of the previous team.
You,
so.
You put them on the Marie Antoinette wagon, and they can play on that.
That works.
Same.
I will reach out to
behind
them
the silent fire truck.
Silence don't
climb,
it's a parade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mind parade.
Eitan?
Yeah. Eitan Grunwald from the Environmental Commission. Now that I've had a chance to prepare an executive summary, just want to mention that in addition to the stream monitoring training that was conducted by our stream committee last Saturday, our invasives committee was rained out but is rescheduled for this coming Saturday to attack autumn olive as a demonstration. demonstration of management for invasive species. We'll be removing some from public property and having a discussion of alternatives that can be planted. Second, at our next Environmental Commission meeting on April 20th, there will be a public discussion regarding the Roosevelt Woodland Trail. You may recall we've received a grant from the National Recreational Trails Grant Program, and we'll be talking about what our plans are going to be and welcoming public input into that. And third, Michael Tichton will be representing the borough tomorrow at a meeting of Sustainable Jersey to receive the $2,000 grant that we've been awarded for general unrestricted purposes, most of which we plan to apply towards our invasive committee and stream committee work. And finally, just another update regarding our forest management planning. I reported last month that the forester assigned to Roosevelt had left New Jersey Audubon, so they have not yet executed, they have not yet signed the agreement that we submitted to them. They had assigned someone else, but now I've been told that because of prior commitments, they are not able to proceed until they have hired a new forester to replace the one who left, and that may be a period of a few more months. So basically it's in a holding pattern, but we expect that to resume once they're up to staff and have someone to work on the project.
Thank you. Thank you.
Excuse me, Eitan,
yes.
Before you go, can you just give me some kind of idea what the scope of the invasive species, how many people you have, how much, you know, how much
stuff
are you going to be, you know, generating?
Sharon, do you have more information on the Gotcha.
Do you have any idea how many people are expected to participate in the autumn olive attack at this point?
There are 10, and possibly chainsaws with the fire department.
And the plan is to remove as much autumn olive as possible along Clarksburg Road, 571, near the corner of Spruce. And the idea is to get it done now while it's relatively easy to work with, cut it down to size, and also then have the branches available for the branch pickup, which will be taking place in a few weeks. The intent is to use hand tools, with the exception of members of the fire department that may have power tools that they can use to remove some. And what else would you like to know?
No, that's about it. Just how many people you expected and how much you intended to generate.
Yeah.
So
we have about
just an idea.
As Sharon said, about 10 people register in advance. However, people can just show up as well. So we're hoping that some people will just decide last moment. And the idea is that it'll be from 10 to 12. There'll be a one-hour break till 1, and then it'll resume till 3. So it's basically 4 hours of field work. And we'll be having lunch together, and during that time there'll be some discussion to educate people about alternatives when they remove invasive species. What would be a good alternative to autumn olive that can grow in the same conditions but is a native that won't do damage?
No.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else in the public has any questions or anything they'd like to add? There being no further comment, do we have a close the public session? Do we need a closed session?
None that I know of.
Do I have a motion?
Move to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nay.
Very good. 35 minutes.
Back to our old.
Yeah.
It's
a record.
Well, it follows the rule that the fewer people you have, the shorter the meeting.
So